I love this season because even though it's crazy, it's so much fun. You get new ideas for new recipes for food to make for Thanksgiving, and you're just going, oh, I hope everybody likes it. But then there are those times when they don't.
There's all that food laid out, and I know I want this and this, and I have no idea what that is. Etiquette coach Denise Marcia joins us. Do I need to sample from everything? Do I have to eat it all, Mom?
You're so funny. Yes.
Really?
You should at least sample it because, like you said, Jackie, the host has prepared for the Thanksgiving meal. And so she is really watching who is taking what and who's not taking anything because they haven't tried it. But if you go to grandma's house, grandma will probably just take a spoon or something and put it on your plate.
Whether you want to or not.
Exactly. So it really depends. But as a guest, you should, in fact, try everything. Now, if you are allergic to anything, then, of course, you have to stay away from it. Right. And if the host actually mentions, oh, you're not going to try my walnut sweet potatoes, it is okay to say, oh, I would love to, but I'm allergic to walnuts. Right. That way you're making an excuse for it, but you're also being gracious and you're giving the reason as to why you're not eating. But Thanksgiving is a time when you appreciate the preparation of the day.
So what do you do when you tried something but you still don't like it? What is the etiquette there?
Swallow. You do have to swallow what is in your mouth. You never spit it out, but you do swallow what is in your mouth. And then the little etiquette says you just move it around a little bit on your plate. The remainder of what is on your plate, just move it around a little bit. It looks like that you have been eating it.
What do you say when the host says, did you like it? What do you say?
The gracious thing to say is, oh, that was interesting. I've never had an opportunity to try something like that, but thank you for the opportunity. You don't have to say, I don't like it, but you do say it was interesting, and I appreciate the opportunity of trying it.
Love the advice, Denise. There's a lot more etiquette tips that Denise has. You can listen to all of them, the etiquette button at DougAndJackie.com.